In Congress, the House is working on a new border security bill today that would add more money for the National Guard. This is after some Republicans balked at passing a previous version. One of the biggest laws that did pass this year was the Farm Bill. It calls for spending nearly $1 trillion over 10 years to cover everything from food stamps to crop insurance. Lobbyists spent millions to get their interest into the law. But after a months-long investigation, Jeremy Bernfeld of Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media says it's nearly impossible to find out who spent what.
Here on K Street, in the middle of Washington, D.C., it's anything but a pastoral scene. But the lobbyists that work here inside the Beltway exert enormous influence over farmers and on the food we eat.
Now, despite its name, the Farm Bill is not just about helping farmers.
In February, President Obama signed the bill in Michigan. He and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack know how wide the scope of the Farm Bill is.
An infrastructure bill, a research bill, a conservation bill. It's like a Swiss Army knife.
The Farm Bill took years to write, and because it's so wide-ranging, the stakes were high. That's why at least 600 companies and outside groups tried to influence the Farm Bill. That's what we discovered in a joint investigation by Harvest Public Media and the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. Companies and groups spent millions trying to persuade lawmakers. The problem is, thanks to opaque lobbying rules, we don't know who threw down the most money. Patrick Woodall is the research director for Food and Water Watch, an environmental watchdog group. Woodall and his team examined the lobbying behind the previous Farm Bill, the 2008 version.
The legislation itself is so sprawling, the number of interests is so many, and they are lobbying on so many different things.
Groups that lobby Congress have to disclose their spending to the public. But the groups only have to do it each quarter, and they don't have to break it down in detail. That means every 3 months, they total up all of the money they spent on lobbying and all the issues they lobbied on and throw it down on paper.
Lobbying data is very cumbersome. It's not an easy thing to scrape.
That's Pam Dempsey, the executive director of the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. Dempsey and her team combed through thousands of electronic filings. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is one of the biggest lobbying spenders in Washington, and they lobbied on this Farm Bill.
I do have in front of me the Chamber of Commerce of the USA's lobbying disclosure report from the first quarter of 2012, where they reported spending $20.2 million for that quarter totally.
$20.2 million in lobbying over just 3 months. Thing is, that's not all Farm Bill.
On page three, another set of issues that include food and agriculture legislation. We're looking at 65 pages of this, going on for another 59 more pages.
How much did the Chamber of Commerce spend trying to influence the Farm Bill? They don't have to say. But we do know lobbyists had their hands full. Scott Faber is the chief lobbyist for the Environmental Working Group.
Yeah, it's always a bitter fight.
There was a huge battle over the budget for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, what we call food stamps. And on the farm side, the bill eliminated a controversial subsidy called direct payments that pays farmers based on the size of their land. Those issues are literally worth billions, and hundreds of groups wanted to protect their piece of the pie.
Again, it may be a different flavor. It may be delivered on a fancier plate. It may be called insurance as opposed to direct payments.
It's what lobbyists do, make sure their clients get a seat at the table and perhaps the ear of a senator.
The fighting, the scraping, the elbowing was more intense this time because there was a sort of a pitched battle to divide up the spoils from ending direct payments.
Each of those fights ends up with the doling out of your tax dollars and changes you can see at the grocery store. Patrick Woodall from Food and Water Watch again.
It's a kitchen table issue. This is the food that American families put on their table every day.
Whose money is influencing that? We may never know. For Here and Now, I'm Jeremy Bernfeld.